Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
My child, if sins entice you, turn your back on them. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. We can often underestimate the influence other people can have on us. Even the shows we watch online and the social media accounts we follow can have an effect on us. We tend to become like the people we spend the most time with. So, it's very important we choose our friends wisely. Here are some tips for making sure that we are surrounding ourselves with good influences. Number 1. Try to become aware of who and what influences you the most. There might be a particular person or a group of people that we gravitate towards, or a YouTube channel that we head to when we're alone. We should try to develop an awareness of who has the most potential to influence us. Number 2. Check if they're likely to be good or bad influences. Notice the way they talk, how they dress, show respect or a lack of it, and how they interact with others. We should also ask ourselves if they draw us closer to God or push us away from Him. Number 3. Look out for warning signs. If someone is having a negative influence on us, chances are that when we stop to consider our behavior, we'll begin to notice we're becoming indifferent towards spiritual things. We're developing a defiant spirit, or we're attracted to things that God wouldn't approve of. If sinners entice you, then turn your back on them. When Joseph was being tempted by Potiphar, he didn't stop to let himself become trapped. He simply ran from the temptation. And that's a legitimate course of action if we feel we're being separated from God. We shouldn't allow anything to replace God's influence on our lives.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.